Beyond Tomorrow, Jack and Harry 2. Written by Tony McKenna and read by David Tredinnick. Alice had almost finished hanging out the washing on the new Hills hoist that Jack had installed when the telephone rang. Leaving the cane basket holding the remaining wet items on the wheeled trolley, she dashed inside and picked up the receiver.
"Hello," she said breathlessly.
"Hello, it's Jean. How are you?"
"Oh, hello, I'm fine, thanks. I was just thinking about you while I was hanging out the washing."
"Oh, what were you thinking? Did I remind you of a wet sock or something?"
Jean replied with a laugh.
"No,
nothing like that," Alice laughed with her. "I was planning on calling the airline later today to book the flight across to Adelaide, and was thinking how sad it is that you're not coming with us."
"Well, that's why I'm calling."
"Really? Have you changed your mind about flying?" Alice asked, hopefully.
"No, I haven't changed my mind about flying. I still feel the same. Terrified. However, I have changed my mind about going with you. I've decided to bite the bullet and face the fear and come. That's if it's still all right with you and Jack."
"Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad. What made you decide to come?" Alice knew that Jack had talked to Claude, but Claude hadn't held out much hope for changing his wife's mind about flying. He told Jack that he'd discuss it with her, however.
"Claude had a serious talk with me and said I'd be missing a great opportunity to catch up with Harry and see where he was living and what he and Jack did in that mine of theirs. Although I agreed with him on that point, I objected strongly about flying. He told me about Jack's balancing the odds philosophy and that a repeat accident on the same flight was almost impossible, but I still wasn't convinced and told him I wasn't prepared to fly and put myself at risk of being killed and never seeing Harry."
Alice heard a catch in her voice, but Jean took a deep breath and continued.
"Then he said something that made me realise I was being selfish."
"What was that?" Alice asked softly.
"He asked me how I'd feel if something bad happened to Harry out there in the bush, and I had missed seeing him while I had the chance because I refused to fly."
"Oh, you poor thing. I'm sure nothing bad will happen. They're both sensible boys," Alice reassured her.
"Yes, I know they are, but it made me think. I'm still scared stiff, but if you can do it, I can too. So if you'll have me, I'll come with you."
"Of course we'll have you. I'm thrilled you're coming. Jack will be as well. It'll take the pressure off him because he has some work to do in Marie, and you and I can keep each other company. I'm a bit apprehensive about flying too, so we can be a couple of nervous Nellies together."
"A couple of tiddly ones, I expect, as I plan to have two or three stiff gin and tonics before I get on the plane."
"Now that sounds like a very good plan. I'll book 3 tickets then."